Dogs, Mobs and Rock Concerts, Bombay Diary, April 7, 2003. At 7 a.m. today, a pack of mad dogs rushed into a building and castrated a man. It happened too fast for the police to be called or the BSPCA van to rush in and take the raving canines away. 5 dogs came, 6 left. At 12 noon today, a herd of hired goons drove up in a truck and threw flowers at a mob. The mob, which had assembled silently all morning, pulled the stalks out with their teeth and exploded in a fury of pamphlets. The pamphlets read, "Stay out, outsiders," and then sang themselves into a stupor. The hired goons were fired for failing to disperse the crowd. At 7 p.m. today, a stadium flung open its gates to the sky. The earth rocked and the people stoned. Enormous rubber lips turned electric blue with the sound. On the ground, crushed between a dressed-down executive and a made-up mother of two, an aging Indian singer shook his locks. In the champagne seats, the liquor baron bubbled tidily out of his ducks. At 7:10, 12, 22 and midnight, the city felt a tremor of longing. Strange things had happened and passed it by. Tomorrow all that would mark the hours would be the trains, the 7:10, the 12, 22, the midnight, each rattling its chains, returning thousands to their cages till dawn.